information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
GMO labeling. Do we have the right to know what's going in our food? Do we have a right to know if it's genetically modified? Well, not that long ago, the state, great state of California, those citizens went to the polls. And they said, do we have a right to know? And there was a big hubbaloo about the whole thing. And I think I goofed up the word hubbaloo. They didn't teach that in medical school. But what they basically said is that if we have to label everything, the food's going to be more expensive. And the other people are going, are you kidding me? We have a right to know, and we have to know what's in our food so we can make choices. And those people that wanted choices lost. The great state, the people of California said, no, we are not going to label our genetically modified products. We are no requirement to. Now, that was the key. There was no requirement to do it. However, we live in America, and a lot of times we say, I mean, if the government messes up, maybe as individuals, we're going to take a look at this. And according to the information I'm receiving, Whole Foods Market is going to stand up for us, and I think they've done as good a job or a far better job than anybody else in the industry as far as labeling in the past and trying to have clean products, and I thank God every day for that store chain. But according in 2018, now I know it's 2013, I get it, it's 5 years away, but in 2018, they're going to start to officially label. Now, I don't know how to dissect this. I have Varia Living Television's, Holly Lou, Dr. Holly Lucille here, who is also a resident of the state of California. I have more questions than answers about this. I'm incredibly excited, though, that a company is going to talk to other companies and say, this needs to be solved. We are going to label regardless of what you do, and we're going to stand up for the consumer. And we're going to stand up for what we believe in, which is not genetically modified organisms or keeping them out of our food. Holly, you were on the downside of a legislative battle that you took to heart in California about this labeling. When you hear this, maybe possibly happening, maybe possibly in 2018, what are your thoughts?
Well, I have a lot of thoughts, as always, but here's the thing, and I love this, and as you said, I found this out at the Natural Products Expo. It was a hot topic as far as Whole Foods saying, you know what, we're going to do it no matter what, and I think it's bold, I think it's great, but I think until then, because as you said, it's 2013, and we're talking about 2018, I think it's newsworthy, and we're certainly talking about it, but here is the deal, okay, the real deal spiel from Dr. Holly Lucille. When it is up to us individually to, in the meantime, okay, so we got big business, we got big government, all of those things that you're right, we're fighting. We're fighting about simple labeling and just informed. We just need to be informed. In the meantime, guess what we get to do on an individual basis? We get to take responsibility for our health, for our choices, for our purchases, and we get to ask the questions. Is this genetically modified? I want to know. Is this genetically modified? I know it's going to take a little bit of time out of your schedule. You do a little bit of research, but guess what? Your responsibility for your health, I always say, you are your own primary care provider. If you think that your primary care provider you can find on your insurance card or in your Rolodex as your doctor, you are wrong. You are your own primary care provider and for your family as well. And so those choices, I love this and I don't want to get off topic, but I think it's really important because if we just wait to Whole Foods to take this really awesome initiative and really awesome, bold move in order to protect ourselves and say, well, I guess I'll just, slurp down that genetically modified stuff until 2008. Right. I think we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I think we are too, because you're talking about years again. And what's the pattern now with big government in food industry and drugs? The pattern is to avoid things like the precautionary principle, products out there that we're not sure what's going to happen with. They're untested or not tested to a thoroughness that I would consider adequate for human consumption, for any consumption, for that matter of fact. And they're going to put them out there, and then retroactively they're going to go after 5 or 8 years, oh, by the way, it really was causing cancer. or by the way, it really is doing these things, but it's already invested and in, it's already infected basically all of our food sources. And this is a lot what happened with our wheat market, which now wheat with gluten is such an issue, with our corn market, which we've talked about already. And now we're just looking at the whole industry fighting for, you know, that GMO business and fighting for it. Now, Holly, I remember in Arizona, I don't know if this happened in California, but when we would go to Trader Joe's, we would see on the glass a sticker saying, this milk in this cabinet does not contain, I can't remember, there was the BHT or there was this hormone that they were shooting into the cows. So this is free. And they couldn't put it on the box of milk. They could put the label on the glass outside of it, but they couldn't put it on the box. I wonder if something like that might happen as well. I wonder if the reason it's 5 years, because I've met the owner of Whole Foods. I've met him a few times. I know you have too. And this is a guy, I think, who wants to do it right now. I think he wants to label it right now. What I'm wondering if it's one of these labeling things that they're going to try and get around with starting to do it, because, I mean, you're right, but, man, it shouldn't be this hard to be your own primary care doctor.
No, primary care provider, right, because I know that everybody can't afford to go to those crazy schools that we went to.
It's a very...
But no, I don't think it should.
We couldn't. Yeah.
I don't think it should be so hard. But you know, at the end of the day, what's stopping it? It's like, hey, let's just understand. Let's just know. But let's talk about why foods are genetically modified in the first place. What's the benefit to the manufacturer? What's the benefit to the business? Well, you get longer shelf life. You get you get a product. Okay, a product. We're not talking about food anymore. We're talking about a product that is less expensive to manufacture because it lasts a lot. It is then also when they're genetically modified, they are resistant to these bugs and natural things in our natural life that want to munch on food that's growing. Okay, they're herbicide they've got these innate herbicidal sort of protective qualities. It's just think about genetically modifying a potato. It's so creepy to me. I can't even stand it. But if we pull into some of the work that Jeffrey Smith has been doing with the seeds of why? Oh, no. Seeds of what is it? You gotta help me out. You gotta go to Google now.
I can't remember because I'm stuck in that same thing too. But the work he's doing, he also works with the Bioneers, doesn't he?
Oh, it's the Seeds of Change, Jeffrey Smith. Yes.
Change. Okay.
Very, very important. And we're going to be talking about genetically modified seeds of deception. Sorry. Seeds of deception. We're going to be talking about, because guess what? If you ingest these things, it is not healthy for you. And down the road, we are going to start, I guarantee, understanding how much harm it's doing to our genetics. No, we can't change our DNA, but we certainly can change the phenotypic expression of it, meaning we can change the way we present ourselves. And I think this stuff is going to be doing a lot of damage when we take it in and start munching on it and eating it over and over and over again. And 75% of the foods in your grocery store right now are genetically modified. And we need to know about that.
Yeah, and the sad part of all this, too, is, look, if somebody wants to eat anything off the shelves that they want to do, and you want to have a 55-year lifespan and die in pain, that's your right, okay? I can't take that away as you from a physician. But on the other side of that, I don't want that, okay? At 85, I want to be doing the hula, okay? I want to have good fluid hips. I want to have a good mood. I want to have decent muscle tone. I want to have that. So at the end of this whole issue, I want to summarize this. It is about our right to choose the genetically modified organisms out of our life. Please, there's absolutely only one thing that you can do to this. Seeds of Deception, along with the Bioneers, along with Whole Foods Market, these are the places that you should be clicking on, visiting, and spending your dollars. Because as Whole Foods grows, finally, some of the bigger grocery chains are going to go, maybe we need to label our product in order to protect our consumers, too. And that's why at Radio MD, we're going to give you the best information to allow you to stay well. Avoid those GMOs, a right to label at Radio MD.